For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Alia bought this lotion, this hand cream from what's the brand?
We're talking about this again.
And
I feel like I talked about this lotion all of like, was it the Patreon episode?
I think it was the Patreon episode. And I just want to say that they're like the best hand cream I ever had.
Yeah, it's because it's got a price tag to it.
Yeah,
it's from Aesop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the purple one.
Well, it's worth it. Okay.
It's really good.
Yeah.
And it just smells good. And it just feels like...
It feels like you got your life together.
It feels like...
You know, it feels like when you put it on, it just feels like your day is that much better.
You're just in... Like, you have... There's intention behind...
Yeah.
I love the word intention, you know?
Intention? I mean, it's good to have intention in life.
Intentional shit. I love intentional shit.
Yeah. Also, I just want to say, so we have the window open because it's kind of hot in here.
And the AC doesn't work in the winter.
For some reason, the AC doesn't work in the wintertime in this building.
And also, in this building, you would think for the rent we pay and the fact that it's like a, you know, like it's a new building, you would be able to adjust the temperature in the apartment, but you can't.
You can't. And you know what? Sometimes, like, there was a night that I woke up to go to the bathroom and... So in our living room, we have the little the heater that we bought separately, right?
Okay.
And so I was going to the bathroom and I walked past the living room and it felt hot in here. So then I walked over to the little thing here and there's like hot air coming out of it.
Yeah, of course.
But it's like, we didn't set it up. Like, why is it?
No, what it's just for the whole building. Like, you can't adjust it.
What if someone doesn't want heat at that time?
Then you got to get yourself a fan.
But the thing is, I'm saying you can't even turn it off.
No.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I'm like, I thought that we would have like a thermostat or something. You know?
Yeah, just like one of those things on the wall we just can control.
Yo, if you have one of those things on the wall, especially the round one that kind of looks like...
I mean...
You know what I'm saying? Like the round one that like it has a cute screen and it's kind of like glossy.
Yeah, yeah.
If you got that...
I mean, I'm sure someone is.
You're set up good.
Yeah.
But I also have to say, happy birthday
I did not know you were going to do that. It's my birthday today, guys. All right.
I was going to like sing all of
okay,
it.
Okay, no, continue.
No, it's fine.
Sing it in Romanian.
How does it go?
Stop acting like you don't know. She's probably shy to do it in Romania, which I understand.
No, I know how to say happy birthday, but
how many
I'm
birthdays
talking
in
about,
Romania did you have?
No, I'm talking about the melody. Like when everybody's like, okay.
La mulți ani.
No, yeah.
No, no.
La mulți ani.
Okay.
Yo, this is like problematic.
You had a lot of birthdays where
I just remember the end is like La Mortian,
okay,
which is like, you know, damn, that's crazy. That's
yeah,
crazy.
I want to, first of all, before we even, you know, get into what today is, the special day.
Well, technically, it's when the episode drops, it's Yoni's birthday.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
When we're recording is the day before.
So I'm speaking like future.
Yeah.
you know, I want to say that I'm really happy. I'm really grateful for all the messages that we got from last week's episode, because the off topic, I think that might have been the best off topic episode we've ever done. And let me tell you why. Because there's something about recording a podcast and not overthinking it.
Yeah.
We just sat down and we didn't know what we were going to talk about that day. Usually we have an idea.
Most of the time we have a topic.
We have a topic. But you know what I realized? Sometimes what it does is that it kind of puts you in a box. I got to stay here. Let's say I have something funny that I want to bring up, but we have to stay in topic. That's why I feel like so many people, and obviously we'll have episodes that are just topic based and all that, which is great. But like, it was so fun recording that off topic one.
And I think it's just like, you're either, I don't know. We talked about just like a lot of different things that just came to mind. And sometimes having a topic is useful. And sometimes there is like a specific thing you want to talk about and dissect.
Yes.
But I also feel like having that flexibility is very helpful also creatively, because sometimes you just don't have that like big topic you want to talk about. And sometimes you just want to turn the mic on and like see what happens. And it was so satisfying, because then you just never know. Like the same way that the point of this podcast is for it to be a conversation between me and you. And the same way that like when the two of us hang out, or you hang out with your friends, like you go like topic into another topic, to another topic, and so on. So that's just what it was. I enjoyed it, like recording it a lot.
Yeah. People enjoyed it. I got like so many messages. They were just like, you know, you guys should do more off topic. And I'm thinking we will do more off topic, but I feel like we should change it and not just call it off topic 6, 7, 8. Like maybe we could still have off topic in parentheses in the title, but we got to give it like a funny title of something that stood out in the episode.
Yeah. And something that like will make somebody want to click.
Yeah, too. But you'll know just from the parentheses that it is off topic. Yeah, good idea. So appreciate the feedback, guys. Really do.
So today technically is kind of a similar episode, because we also, you know, it's the end of the year. It's hard to not talk about just like holidays, which we already kind of covered. And then we'll have, I think next week or the week after, we're going to record like our new year, like intentions, or thinking how we're feeling about the year closing, 2025 coming. So we have that. But then I don't know, like right now, I just feel like I want to talk about kind of whatever.
Yeah, let's talk about my birthday, since it is my birthday today.
And before that, if you're new here, welcome back to the What's the Juice podcast. My name is Alia Zaita. I'm one of your hosts, and I'm here with the lovely
Yoni Koto.
One of your favorite hosts.
One of your favorite hosts in the world. I feel like if we ever did another drop with merch, I will put that favorite host in the world on a shirt. I don't know, maybe.
That could be cute.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about your birthday?
I'm feeling okay. It's a very interesting birthday for me this year.
Why is that?
There's a lot going on just in life, where I am in life, what's coming. What do you mean?
No, I was just gonna say, like, every birthday, like, just basically makes you reflect on like what you did last year.
It makes you reflect, and then once you're, it's another birthday, it just makes you think like, okay, I reflected last year, where am I today? How much have I actually done? What have I done? And it's important to be proud of the things that you have done.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's so easy to just be like, oh, I haven't done this, I haven't done that, or, you know, I still need to do this. But I feel like there's also things that you have done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a big believer in not patting yourself on the back, but like acknowledge.
Yeah.
And I know that there's a lot of people who just think like, I don't think about my accomplishments. I just go forward and I'm not that type of person.
Yeah.
I need to, like, if I do something, I acknowledge it. Like, I don't think about it for weeks, obviously, but I know like, okay, I'm proud of myself for doing this, and let's continue. I'm not necessarily like the biggest, like, I'm not celebrating every small win. Like, oh, let's do this, or I don't know. I don't have to do all that.
You just have to, it's about like,
I just like to acknowledge and look back, because we all come from different backgrounds, and where you made it today is, you should be proud of that, you know? Like, don't overlook that. So yeah, I feel good. And you know, this is the weird thing. It feels like it's a weird mystery that people don't know how old I am.
You feel that way?
I feel like people don't know. So if you're a new listener, and maybe if you're an old listener, you know that I was 33 and now I'm 34. Mm. But I feel like it's such a shock for people. I don't know why. Maybe it's because my energy, I'm like young spirited.
Yeah.
Maybe people
you
think that.
You also just like you look young.
Oh, thanks.
Like in a good way.
Yes. But I don't know. I feel like it's and it's not a bad thing. It's good. A lot of the time, sometimes, especially like if I shave my beard, if I go somewhere, people will literally think that I'm 26.
Yeah. You shouldn't shave your beard.
Why?
No, I'm saying like I feel like when you shave your beard, it's like a little bit.
Oh, like completely?
Yeah, like.
Okay, but like this is cool. Like it's growing back in.
Yeah, you have a beard. But I'm saying like on the random day where you're like, oh, I'm going to like shave off.
Shave completely.
Hair.
Yeah, no, I don't like that look anymore. I still want to look like I'm in my 30s, you know?
Yeah. Yodi was like, he put on his, he popped out the collar, as you can see. And he was like, this is what we're doing in the year 34.
Oh,
I was
this
like,
is,
okay.
Yeah, no, I'm honestly like, I always want to like change something. So I feel like, because I don't have a lot of like, you know, shirts that have a button down, a button up.
You know, that's a very good question.
I don't know, but anyways,
I kind of use it interchangeably.
Yeah,
I'm wondering if you guys ever find yourself overwhelmed by hormonal changes, because if you're a woman, you're definitely not alone, as there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors constantly living rent-free in our environment literally right now. Think from our food to the water that we drink, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they can all mess with our hormones, unfortunately. Then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through during our cycle and perimenopause and menopause. And while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we don't suffer through it, but the good news is we don't have to anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Since Hormone Harmony contains science-backed adaptogens, they help the body adapt to any stressors. Think PMS symptoms, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and bloating. Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. It's kind of become a phenomenon on social media, and women can't stop talking about it online. And for a limited time, you guys can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code WTJ at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code WTJ for 15% off today.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
I don't know. I feel like I just want to dress up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I feel the same way. Even though today I look like I'm about to go hunt something.
Before we start recording the episode, I was just like,
is that what you're wearing?
I was like, you don't want to match my energy today on my birthday?
Yeah.
She was like, you know what?
This is how I'm feeling. This is my energy right now. I've been kind of like craving the outdoors a little bit. Specifically,
Like the trees? Yeah, like
no, the outdoors,
hiking.
I want to go on a hike.
Be around plants. As you can see, we have a small forest in the house now.
Yeah, if you're watching the video, every episode
we're adding something.
Adjusting the set, you know?
This is just a big piece right here.
Yeah, I don't know what's going
on.
We're
building everything around the center. But yeah.
No, but recently, like now that it's colder, something about the fact that it's cold makes me want to like go in the hike in the mountains with some snow or something, you know.
You gotta have good boots that you can like get dirty.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm looking for some. I'm doing some research. If you guys have any recommendations for like snow boots or anything, send them my way.
Well, they don't have to be snow boots.
Waterproof warm boots. There you go.
You know, And we can go hiking. We some outdoorsy shit. Even though we're here in New York, people are probably like, where are you going to go? You
know, no, but it's pretty easy to, like, there's trains you can take. You can drive up. We're going.
I wanted to be. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, like, we're going upstate for New Year's Eve. And I'm excited because we might go, like, skiing or we might do some hiking. Like, it's going to be nice activity. I'm just craving, like, I don't know, like, cozy. Yeah. Like getting like bundled up and going outside and it's like fresh air and it's cold and you got like some tea in a cup, you know?
Yeah. No, I totally feel that. And I want that too. But for some reasons, I specifically think about going hiking and just like getting dirty.
Yeah, I'm okay
like,
on the dirt.
Like not caring about, because I'm that person. Like the reason why I don't like hiking and camping and it's not because I hate my clothes to get dirty or my hands to get dirty. It's not because of that, but I just want to be more in touch with nature. Like, yeah. I just want to, like, go somewhere and, like, I don't know, touch trees, maybe climb a tree.
Okay, yeah. Not so much that. I just want to, like, I especially want to go, like, somewhere where it's, like, really snowy. I feel like I've never actually
been on a snowy
hike. Yeah, like, right now.
I'm thinking about mud.
No, yeah, I know that's what you're thinking about. You're like, I want to fuck up my shit. No, I want it to be like snowy and like refreshing. And there's just like, I'm just running around and it's, or like not running around, but you know what I mean?
I don't know.
I've never been on a snowy hike before.
I mean, it's kind of dangerous too.
I mean, we'll go like on a safe one. I don't know. Yeah. It's not about like difficulty. It's about like one with like a nice view, you know? And that's why I also want to go skiing, even though I've only been skiing one time.
Are you confident that
you're... I'm not confident it will go well this time around. But then again, I'm an adult now. You know, the first time I went, I think I was maybe 11 or 10 years old. And I would get very, I was a big perfectionist, not that I'm not anymore, but with like a kid's temperament too, I just remember my mom gave up on me. So not so quick, but like it didn't take long for me to just give up and for her to give up on me. To like try to figure out how to teach, like teaching me how to do it. I would get frustrated really fast if I didn't like understand something and I couldn't like get it right.
Yeah.
And you're like, that still happens.
That's still happening today.
But I think it would be different now for some reason.
I don't know.
I can like feel it.
But you know, I want to kind of just like get into that just a little bit.
Okay.
When you're trying something and you're not good at it, or maybe it's the first time, right? Let's say if I try something that's the first time and I suck, right?
Yeah.
I keep falling. Let's say I can't throw the ball the right way. I don't know if I get frustrated. I'm just like, okay, I've never done this before. So Yoni, it's normal. It's okay. You're not supposed to know it. But let's learn. Let's get better. Like, because why do you get frustrated as if you're supposed to know it?
Because like... Not that you're supposed to know it, but until you kind of like know how to do something, it's not even fun yet.
Hmm.
For one, like think about like playing tennis and fun it is when you like can actually like get into it and play a while versus like you can't even hold one ball.
Yeah.
The same thing could be with like most sports.
Because now when we play tennis, we've gotten better. It's way more fun.
Same with running too.
Because remember the beginning. We started tennis at the beginning and the ball would go over the hole. Like one time we played next to like a water. Where was that? Like it wasn't a lake. It was like a body of water. It wasn't one of the first ones. It was actually here in New York. We played and then...
Like on the other... Sorry. On the West Side Highway? That's like when we play by a body of water. It doesn't really matter. But yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Anytime you play a sport, like even running, right? It's like a solo sport. You're not playing with anyone. But when you're running.
You're frustrated when you run?
Yeah, you get frustrated that like you might get tired or you can't go that fast.
That's crazy. No.
Or people just don't enjoy it until they get better at it.
With the running?
Yes. Why do you think most people think of running as this like really hard thing and people are like, yeah, I hate running or like whatever, I can't do it. And it's usually because like they didn't do it enough and practiced enough through the annoying phases for it to get easier and for it to actually feel enjoyable, you know?
I don't know why it's funny to think about that in a running context.
I mean, I don't know. But the same thing with skiing, you know, I do feel like I've matured, hopefully, since I was like 10 years old. And yeah. I think I'll be able to, you know, learn. And if I, especially if I'm also not the only one. That was the other thing too. When I went with my mom and it was like my other, you know, family members were there, I was the only one that didn't really know how to ski.
I mean, you're also the youngest one, remember?
Okay, so. I don't really like not being like able to do something in general. Like I just like being able to catch onto something fast or being able to just like do shit. I just don't like it when I can't do something.
No, I mean, I'm not saying that's a bad quality. I'm just very different.
Yeah, I don't know. So today I am bringing you my, this is not really hiking. This is like cute outdoorsy outfit.
Yeah, you need like a hot chocolate right now.
Yeah, I have my coffee over here. But going back to your birthday.
Yeah.
You know, it's just crazy because like I've known you since you were 27.
Yeah.
And I'm not about to, but I'm getting close to being 27.
Yeah.
If you guys didn't know how old I was, I am 25.
You are getting old.
It's crazy.
See, here's the thing about age. I embrace age. I always say that.
I'm really excited to get older.
Me too, because that's all. Like when you think about life, when I see older people, I'm just like, they made it through life. You know how much shit can happen? The fact that you're 90 or 80 or 60 and you're well, alive, healthy.
Nothing happened to you.
You made it. So it's just like when I'm 30, like whenever I'm going to be 40, 45, I can't wait. Like I'm never like, oh my God, I'm halfway through my life. Like it's a blessing.
Yeah. No, it's true. And also it's like,
and I've always been like that. Yeah. Life is long. And then just like when I was younger too, I just remember thinking like, man, I can't wait to just go through this life. I don't want to stay young. Like you want to experience different things, you know, life changes, you change, your physical appearance changes, but you just got to like embrace it. And that's just life. But I know many people maybe listening to this feel differently. Like, I don't want to get old or like, I'm scared to get old, because that's a real conversation. Maybe we should have that topic.
It's a lot
of
things. I mean, I feel like, I think it's also the, you know, way that we associate certain attributes of life or certain like places we should be at a certain age. And then it could be, you know, like your 20s, you're free to do whatever you want and blah, 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 and experiment and stuff. And then you get to your 30s and it's like, this is like when you're at your prime and you need to like, you know, I don't know, like, you know what I'm saying? And then like your 40s, you probably have kids already. And I feel like there's just a lot of associated expectations with age.
Those things are made up.
They're made up.
You know, it's like, why is it in your 20s that you I mean, you should do that. Like with the 20s, I do agree. With 30s, having like your shit together completely. Some people don't figure that out until 40. Like it's so different for everyone.
And then at the same time, it's like, what is having your shit together? You know, like you're going to keep, you know, losing it and then getting it back together. And life is not a straight line. Even though we keep getting older, the way life goes is like, you know, we're here now. And then in a few years, we're going to have a kid and then life is going to be completely different.
Yeah.
And we're not going to have our shit together because we're going to have, you know, a kid and we're going to adjust to that. And then and that's our new reality. And then we're going to get our shit together again. And then that's going to be how things are. But it's going to be, you know, different and a learning curve. And then you don't know, like career-wise, how things are going to go.
I just think that's the fun. That is the fun part about life, is that you just never, it's always ups and downs. And then you go up, up, up. And then shit goes down a little bit. But if everything was just good all the time
it's never good all the time for anyone.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just, I know, exactly. So it's not even proper example to use.
I mean, maybe if you're lucky and you got like hella money or something, but
yeah.
But the one thing for me, like about, you know, both of us like obviously getting older is that like you just gotta stay real healthy, okay?
Yeah.
You just gotta stay real healthy so that I catch up with you, you know?
What do you mean? You're never going to catch up to my age.
I mean, obviously, yeah, that sounds stupid. It's like, what you mean? But I just mean like, you know, as we're going to get older, like when I'm going to just be getting into my 50s, you're going to be like on your way out of your 50s.
Yeah.
And then when you're in your 60s,
oh, so you're thinking 50s. Like you don't want me to like not be able to walk and then you're just like running around.
Exactly, like, exactly.
That's, and I play basketball.
Okay, I'm not talking about right now. I'm talking about like when, you know, our kids are like about to have kids or something. I'm talking about like when we are going to be at my parents' age.
I think I'm showing good sign of being an active 33-year-old. I'm doing great. I'm fine. I felt like I had to defend myself. And like,
yeah, but that's what I'm saying, that, you know, I
will maintain the musculars, okay? And I am maintaining them. I'm going back to the gym. But I feel good, you know, physically. I feel good. I feel great. I feel in great shape.
Yeah, no, you are.
So
I know a lot of people are probably going to ask us what we're doing for your birthday. You know, we already had this episode a while ago. I think it was like for my birthday last year or something, just about like the pressure of doing something for your birthday. And that's something that I feel like you actually dealt with a little bit.
Let me tell you, for some reason, anytime when it is my birthday, in the perfect world, I would just do my own thing, like just spend the day with you and do something chill. Maybe invite like two other friends to do something. I'm not the biggest. I never threw a party. I never invited like hella people to my house for my birthday party. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
But it's just not my thing. I feel like I wouldn't. I mean, even though it would be fun. I've never done it. Like, I don't know what it feels like
for people to
dress up and come
somewhere
for something that's for me. I don't know what it feels like. Yeah. It must feel great. But I know it feels great. Because I've been that person who went to other people's houses and I see how they act and I see how happy they are, which is amazing. So at some point, I do want to experience that, but I feel like just organizing
that. Yeah, maybe for your 35, because 35 is like, you know, halfway through your 30s. So maybe like next year's birthday, we can like actually do something. But the thing is like I kept asking you what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
And the problem is like you just couldn't make up your mind. And you can't see, that's what, like, even now you said you're like, yeah, you know, maybe it's like me and you, and then we have like, you invite like a couple other friends, and then we do something. It's like, what's that something though? You know? And like for the last like
play
2 weeks, I was like, okay, what do you want to do? Like, do you want to go do this? Do you want to go get dinner? Do you want to, this siren right now? Do you want to like go somewhere? Do you want to rent a car and go up state and do a hike? Do you want to, you know? It's like you just can't make up your mind.
Yeah, when I can't make up my mind, that means that I just rather like not do anything.
See, but then this is what happens then, and it's someone else's birthday and we do something for their birthday, and then you always say, oh, but like, wouldn't it be nice, like, why don't I ever do anything for my birthday?
No, that's true. I do say that, because when I'm there, I'm just like, damn, this gotta be so fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it doesn't even have to be a whole thing. You just have a hard time, like, picking something. Like, you could not choose what to do, because you don't want to choose something that everybody else is enjoying. But then you just got to go ahead and choose it. You want to go to a bar. You want to go to get dinner. You want to have people over.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I feel like when it's my birthday, I just feel overwhelmed.
Your birthday is also during the holidays.
Yeah. I feel like I don't want to bother people to leave their house. It's cold. So my birthday, it's always like people got to walk in the snow, in the rain to come to my thing. It makes it that much more inconvenient.
There's no snow yet, but yeah.
Yeah. But I think so.
But to answer the question of what we're doing, we're going to go get dinner, just me and you.
Yeah, and we're going to go somewhere nice. I mean, we wanted to go to a fancy restaurant, but I feel like we didn't think about that ahead of time, because getting reservations is...
Well, we wanted to actually go to a restaurant that there's not even any reservations. You just got to wait in line to get in.
Damn. And that line is long.
Yeah, and you actually have to wait in line to just put your name down, to then have to wait until your table is ready, which would probably be like 2 hours. So you
go
there.
Is it day by day, or can you do it like, if you want to go on Wednesday, could we have done it, put our name down on like Monday? No, right?
No, because then that's a reservation.
Okay, so there is a reservation that you can make.
No, you can't do that. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you go one day for another day, that's called a reservation.
Okay, and you say you can't do that because there aren't any available.
Exactly.
Okay, because it sounds
but
like
you also don't do that in person. Reservations are through the phone.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so then you walk in. That's what it's called. It's a walk in.
Yeah. We'll have a nice birthday dinner, yeah. Nice glass of wine, you know, reflect on the year and what I want to go, like what I want to do moving forward.
I feel like having a December birthday, not that it sucks, but it's like...
Oh, it sucks.
It kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Because there's so many other things going on, like everybody's traveling and then like people are in town or out of town.
Yeah, December.
Trips. You just, the holidays are happening. So it's like, do you get one gift or do you get two gifts? Or do you get a combined big gift?
You get a combined big gift.
And then you... And then you like reflect on like your year, yeah. Like your age year, but then you also reflect on like the whole year as a whole.
Yeah.
So what is something that you kind of covered this, but what's like something that you want to get into just not in the new year necessarily, but your new year, the 34 year?
Definitely fine art photography. That's one of the lanes I want to get into.
Okay.
And... I currently have a couple photos in a gallery in LA, which I'm very, very proud of. Okay. Speaking of just being proud of like your accomplishments.
Did you talk about this before?
No.
No.
No, I just posted about it.
Okay. Yeah. I'm very proud.
Yes. I'm going to show you the photos that are in the galleries. I mean, I posted them on Instagram. But,
yeah. One of them.
Oh, yeah. And then one of them also actually sold. Okay. Shout out to Scotty, because he wasn't like, I wouldn't be able to do it without him. You know, he's the one who hit me up about the gallery and he's the one who curated the whole thing. Beautiful gallery, all right?
Yeah. And as an artist being like showcased and in a curated gallery, you know, it's a big deal.
No, it's a big deal. I never printed photos before. I think there's one photo that I printed, and then the two photos that are at the gallery right now, those are print number one. Number two and three.
Yeah. And then in the new year, you are going to actually set up your print shop.
Yes.
So that people can like order prints and stuff.
Yes. Order prints like through my website. But I wasn't able to make it to the gallery in LA. I feel like it was too last minute. Didn't really plan. Yeah, it's expensive. And but I'm so happy that everybody, like anybody who showed up, I feel like there's like a few, maybe two or three people from the podcast who showed up. So I really, really appreciate you just taking the time to physically go to this place.
Yeah. And the gallery is still open until like the beginning of January 4th or something.
Yes.
So you guys can like still go if you live in LA.
Yeah. It's in Santa Monica. It's called Gallery 612. And one of the prints sold, which I didn't expect that.
On opening night.
Yeah. On opening night.
Which is
and
crazy.
That really just made my, it gave me so much more confidence.
Yeah.
It's like that, I know that my art is worthy.
Yeah.
And someone has that now. Like, that lady's so cute.
She is so cute. Like, and I'm in the photo.
You're in the photo?
Yeah, the photo that she bought.
Oh, yes. It's the airplane photo.
Yeah. I'm in the photo, like my silhouette.
Yeah. I remember when we took that photo and I was just like, this would be, I knew it was going to be black and white, but I didn't know I was going to like print that one specifically.
Yeah.
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 It's real, real cool.
Well, so, I'm really proud of you. So thanks. Getting more into that, setting up the shop for next year is going to be a big thing.
It's really satisfying to have prints, like to be able to hold your photo.
Own work. Yeah. I was going to say that if you guys have ever wanted to like, purchase or like have any of Yoni's work in your home, just know it's coming up in the next year. And I'm really excited for you. It's a big step. I know, like, as an artist, it's a vote of confidence that sometimes like, because you're a freelancer is like you have to keep going and you have to keep pushing without a lot of like feedback or like check mark or like clear confidence boost or just like you're doing a good job or like this is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In a way, like you kind of go and you keep working and keep doing your thing without receiving that, which I feel like can be really difficult.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
And I'm excited to see like what's to come. And I feel like I have a good feeling about like your next year.
Yeah.
Just like being in New York and like making connections and like all that stuff. What are you going to say?
No, I was going to say also one of my friends told me that 2025, I feel like just the direction that I want to go into, obviously with making like more prints and stuff like that. My goal with prints is that I just want people to have my work. Like they would look at a photo and they're like, I want this on my wall.
Yeah.
To me, that's like the biggest reward. Mm. Obviously, one of the, you know, it's a good feeling. So anyways, anything else should we add to the...
I think that's about it. Yoni's birthday. Happy birthday. You know, everybody in the comments, wish Yoni a happy birthday. And if you
got to the end of this episode...
say happy birthday. Shit, I don't know. Yeah, we're going to go over Patreon and ramble a little bit more about a new, I would say, discovery, realization that I have had and that I'm trying to put Yoni on, okay? Mm. And it wasn't until very recently, I'm talking like the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Did we talk about this?
We're about to. We did talk about it. You already forgot, though. It wasn't until like 2 or 3 weeks ago that I was like, wow, this is what people are talking about. So we're going to get into it.
I'm clueless right now.
On Patreon. I mean, try to be so mysterious. But thank you for tuning in as always. And yeah, let us know what you're up to, what you're thinking, how you're feeling. I feel like until we get into the new year, we won't pick up the like topic episodes until then, just because it's also, as I said, like in our previous episode, sometimes it's nice to just have a creative break to just be able to kind of like explore and let your mind go free. And then, as you said, sometimes having like a topic or something, it like puts you in a box. And then you don't also want to like talk about, you want to give that topic justice and mm-hmm. you want to do it right.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes a lot. So right now it's like the end of the year. We're just kind of saying, you know, like chilling until the new year.
Yeah. We have about 8 episodes left, I think, right? Until we get to 50, right?
Well.
Or like we 150.
We have 8 episodes left of season 3.
Yes.
But we have like 3 episodes left of 2024.
Yes. Something... getting to the end of the year, whether it's like the end of the season or the year, after doing topic after topic after, because we've done that all year.
And we do two episodes.
Yeah, one here, one on Patreon. So now that we're like towards the end, it just feels like, man, like, let's just chill and just chat. Like,
I don't know. What I'm saying. I'm like, like, you know, we'll get back to the...
No, not like you don't care.
No, not that I don't care, but something about like just turning on the mic and like talking about whatever comes to mind. It feels really nice.
Yeah, that's...
I just sometimes I'm like, but like, I just hope that like people are still enjoying it.
From the feedback from the last episode.
Yeah, but the last episode was also like... I feel like it was special. Sometimes if we have a really, really good episode that people love, I'm like, I don't know if we can top that. Because it feels like you have to top
every episode.
Last best episode. Yeah.
Yeah. No, let's just do another one.
Yeah. You know? Okay. Well, we'll see you guys on Patreon. And if you're not on there, you can always, as we always tell you, you can check it out. You can become a free member and then convert into a paying member to actually have full access to everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, also very... cool, exciting things that we're trying to bring for 2025/season 4 of What's the Juice. It's crazy that it's going to be season 4.
That's crazy.
But here we are. Okay, there's something going on outside.
Yeah, something going on. We got to go. All right, guys. We love you and we'll see you next week. I'm going to enjoy my birthday today, all right? I'm just going to be chilling.
Tomorrow.
If you want to send me a voice note, I appreciate it. You know, I always respond. Shout out to everyone who's been doing that. That's like the best thing ever.
Yeah, Yoni thoroughly enjoys those. He's like talking into the phone. I'm like, who are you talking to?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just like
one of you guys.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.